selfish. I can't help it, I want you to myself, baby, I'm so selfish. I can't help it, I want you to myself, baby, I'm so selfish. I can't help it, I want you to myself, baby, I'm so selfish. I can't help it. Baby, I can't lie, I've been feeling you for a minute. You be messing with them lames, let a real winner in it, yeah. I just wanna treat you right. Since everybody treats you like you ain't important. Girl, my main focus ain't just on scoring. Shorty so fly, lil' mama really be soaring. Shawty, you the model type. I always wanted me a model wife, yeah. I don't mean to come off strong, but shawty, you so bad I had to write you a song. Real talk, them curves are something to feel long. And them clothes you wearing, I'm looking forward to peel off. Now, let me slow down, baby. I'ma eat it up when I go down, baby. Have you saw what you like, don't drown, baby. I'm merely smokes, you know the smoke boy crazy.
I want you to myself, baby, I'm so selfish. I can't help it, I want you to myself, baby, I'm so selfish.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with the homie, Illy Smokes. He's a hip-hop artist from the city of Wilmington. The song that you're hearing right now is called Selfish. Make sure you go check it out on his SoundCloud. All you gotta do is either click on the link on under his bio or go to SoundCloud yourself and type in Illy Smokes. So I had a great time doing this interview. He's really fun. He's actually the very, very first one, as you might have seen today. I made hats. I already put them out. Those are the hats that I'm gonna be selling. I have four that are gonna be the limited runs. I made six of them and I already sold two, and they're not even here yet. Shout out to Illy Smokes. He's actually the very first one that bought one of the brand new hats with the new logo, and I'm only making six of them. So like I said, limited run. So if you want a hat yourself, they're gonna be $20, and hopefully you guys hit me up. So I got Venmo now. I just signed up for Venmo. So yeah, if you want a hat, let me know. Cinco de Mayo, I'm gonna be taking part of the Wilmington Art Walk. I'll have stickers, so if you've been wanting a sticker, I'll give you some right there. Also, I'll have hats, and right now, just today, I talked to the homie from Wasted Talent, and we're working on some shirt designs. So hopefully I have them done by then, by the Cinco de Mayo. For anybody, even if you don't like me, that's still gonna be a great event. So you should come out, support other vendors, and yeah, I don't know what else to tell you. So I know you're wondering about this episode. So on this episode, like, we get to know Illy Smokes, how he started, why he started. So it was between two things for him. Either it was football or hip hop. And he got concussed and he said, you know what? I'll just focus on hip hop. I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad that he's okay, first of all. But, you know, he does come up with some good songs. I find them very entertaining myself. I enjoyed them. So hopefully you guys enjoy him too. Like I said, go check him out on his SoundCloud. And, you know, give him a follow. Tell him what's up. And I do have an announcement. We're on Spotify now. Ooh, that's right, guys. We're on Spotify. Thank you, guys. You know, I couldn't have done it without you. 100% I couldn't have done it without you guys. You guys are the best. But just because we did that doesn't mean you guys have to stop. I know, like, I want to conquer the world. But how am I going to do that? So maybe you guys could send me some ideas. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really haven't had anything going on this week, just that. So yeah, man. So thank you guys, you know, but please, please continue. Go, if you're a new listener and you have iTunes, go on iTunes and leave a review, leave a rating, let other people know about it. Tell your friends, tell people, you know, like, listen to this podcast, it's pretty interesting. Or tell somebody, oh, listen to this podcast, it's garbage, whatever. I don't know, guys. You tell your people. But the end of it all is thank you, and keep sharing it, please. Keep sharing it. It only helps everybody. So this week, I don't know if you guys were able to catch it, but I was part of a little radio show called Charlas con Hannah. So basically, she does what I do, but in a much bigger platform for the city of Long Beach, and it was really fun. You know, it really taught me. Even for that hour that was there, it kind of taught me a little bit, you know. So if you haven't had a chance to catch it, make sure you go to Charlas with Hannah. Go to Radio Free America, and then on the search part, on the little magnifying glass, just type in Charlas con Hannah. So it's Hannah, J-A-N-A, Charlas con Hannah. You know, I had a blast. It was kind of interesting getting the tables turned. I was a little bit nervous, but then I realized, what the fuck am I nervous about? I do this too. So that, then the nervousness went away. And, you know, like, I do what I always do is I just take over and I just start talking and talking and talking. She didn't have to put in that much work. I feel like I made it easy for her, if you ask me. But it was really cool getting the tables turned. So it was a blast talking to her. I'm planning to have her on the podcast soon. So look out for that episode. So they had doors and the doors were covered with stickers. So I took an opportunity to put my sticker there. I also put a sticker of Support Brown Podcast that was given to me by Luis from, I was going to swap me from his network, Podcast Studio Network. And, you know, I just want to say congratulations to him because he, last week, I think last Sunday, was his 1 year anniversary. And they're also celebrating that they're the biggest pop-up Latino pop-up festival, yeah, in the whole country. So, you know, that's a big accomplishment. So if you haven't had a chance to go check out one of his events, it happens every second Sunday of the month at La Plaza de las Artes. It's right in front of the Placita Olvera. If you want more info, make sure you go follow. It's actually Molcajete Dominguero, what I'm talking about. I know I was talking about his podcast, but talking about Molcajete Dominguero now. And just look up Molcajete Dominguero, or if you already followed, or go ahead and follow Luis from Nos Vemos en Swap Meet. Yeah, but before I go, I want to ask you guys. So this week, like I mentioned a little earlier, I was part of the radio show, and she told me that I could take a playlist. So I added the Paranoias, Don David, like people that I've had on the podcast. But I want to know, what are you guys listening to? I always like finding new music, and I don't know if you noticed, but the last episodes, past last episodes, when I don't have a musician on, I like to put different songs, like different genres, different type of music. So I want to know, what are your top 5 songs that you're listening to right now? So right now I'm listening to Be Careful by Cardi B. I got into it. Sorry for those people that hate on her. It's actually a pretty good song. In Too Deep. I don't know his name, but I like that song a lot. Skywalker by Miguel. Mine. That's a good song. I don't know. I like the beat. Put that song before I go to work, or it pumps me up. I'm also listening to Sorrows by Blessed. So I don't know. I want to know. I want to hear, what are you guys listening to? Expand my music. My musical mind, I guess. I want to hear it. I actually want to give a shout out to King Gonga. He suggested Skanking Sweet. I heard that song and it was really good. Really good song. Also, to Punk, Ska, Rock, Reggae, Pod. He told me Rain Again Live, a drum logos by Tokyo Ska, Paradise Orchestra. You know, another good song. So those are two options. If you guys, once you're done with this episode and you don't know what to do with yourself, I gave you some options. So if you guys have any ideas of anything you want to know about me, this is episode 42. And, you know, I'm getting closer to that 50th episode. So that 50th episode is going to be about me, because you guys have been asking about, like, more about me. You guys told me that you guys want to know more about me, so I should do an episode about myself. Thank you for everybody that has submitted questions. Unfortunately, I don't have enough. I only have, for 10 minutes. So I want to get to at least 30 minutes. And you guys know I could talk. So if it's 10 minutes, you know, it's not that much questions. So make sure you send them questions, guys. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited too. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. Enjoy this episode, guys. Smoke.
Around. You the hottest thing in town, I'm really smokes on a pound. We baby, your booty so round. Back it up, throw it down, and she throwing up a dub. She know I'm addict, that what's up. In my city, show me love, we gon' roll it up. But we gon' smoke it in the front. We gon' smoke it in the front. You won't know what's in my cup. You won't know what's in my cup. But it really got me stuck, you from the city, throw it up. All my ladies, throw it up. All my ladies, throw it up. You beautiful and I can't lie. You a Scorpio, oh my. Girl, that we gon' make you fly. You beautiful and I can't lie. You a Scorpio, oh my. Girl, that we gon' make you fly. Smoke.
Brown and you proud. Girl, you brown and you proud. You the hottest thing around. Girl, you brown and you proud. Girl, you brown and you proud. I'm really small, so pound. Girl, you brown and you proud. Girl, you brown and you proud. You the hottest thing around. Girl, you brown and you proud.
Only right, only smoking top flight. Girl, your outfit looking nice, but your heart is cold as ice. Aren't we just so alike? Ooh, your booty give me life. I swear to God, you someone's wife. You single, why that's a surprise. Ooh, you feeling the beat though. Shawty, what you trying to eat though? I really trying to real feet though. Take you to the room, yeah. Let me give you that boom, yeah. You know what I do, yeah. Take you to the room, yeah. Let me give you that boom, yeah. If he smokes, how I do, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Did you enjoy that song? I know I already told you a little bit about my guest, but today I'm sitting with Illy Smokes, right?
Yo,
yeah, Illy, I'm just glad I didn't fuck it up. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, you're welcome. Actually, like, you're one of the few people that actually reach out and asked me to be on, you know? So when people do that, like, I take that seriously, and, you know, I tend to have them on. So thank you for even, you know, inquiring, I guess, and wanting to be on, you know?
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. You know, I see you doing your thing, so I wanted to be part of something that could be big, that will be big, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping that's that dream, I guess. That's the dream.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, how's your day so far? Did I already ask you?
Nah, you did. You just asked me how I was. I'm doing good. Today's been good. You know, I actually went out to a reggae show last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, my friend, he really likes reggae, and there was this girl performing. I didn't know who she was, but he thought she was really attractive. So, we went to go chill. You know, I had a few drinks, and then we Ubered back because I don't drink and drive, you know.
So
I Ubered back, and then I passed out. I wasn't drunk, but I passed out. I'm a lightweight, you know.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
And I woke up at like probably 10 or something, and then I got your text, you know. Uh-huh. You're like, are you still coming?
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Oh wow. I honestly forgot what day it was too. But I remember I was supposed to be on the show this weekend, so I wake up early anyway. Uh-huh. 10 is probably really, really late for me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To me, that's early.
Yeah.
I tend to wake up like at 12. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Because usually like the day before, like, I'm usually up because I work graveyard. So I'm up for a while. So, like, today's my day off. So on my days off, I tend to like take advantage of that. And like, I call it bottomless sleep.
Okay.
That's like, I just go on that sleep until my body just wants to wake up, you know, bottomless. I don't know.
Yo, well, the graveyard shit, man, you sleep during the day, you know?
I don't though. No. That's the thing.
Well, it's hard, You go to sleep at like 5 or 6 p.m.
I go to sleep at 8 to wake up at 12. That sucks.
That sucks.
And like, luckily my body's already like adjusted to it because I've been doing it for so long. But you still don't ever get used to it. Your body always wants to
It's not what you want to do. It's not how you want to sleep.
Yeah, and then like if I sleep during the day, then like I have shit to do during the day. I gotta run errands. So like that's what I'm doing all day, and then like once at like 8 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I gotta go to sleep because I don't want to feel more like shit, you know, during the day. And especially when I have an interview, like those are the hardest parts. Like if I have an interview that day, I'm like I gotta stay kind of fresh, you know.
You gotta pop like a monster. You gotta make it work. Huh? Yeah. The show still goes on.
Yeah, man. So, you know, before we go any further, like obviously your name, like, why, how did you come up? Did you come up with Illy Smokes, or did somebody give you that name?
All right, so I was Illmatic when I first started rapping, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that, like Wilmington Kid and songs like that. I knew the name wasn't gonna stay with me because it's already it's a name from Nas's album, Illmatic. So when I was like 19, I was in the studio, right, thinking of a name because I was coming out with an album. And I was rolling up some weed, right? Uh-huh. And my producer already had lit some, and my name was Illmatic, so people would call me Illy for short, you know. They just like, "Yo, Illy, what's up?" And he was passing me the weed, and he was like, "Yo, Illy, you want to smoke?" And then I just put it together, like it just clicked in my head, like, "Yo, Illy smokes," you know what I'm saying? And then I just ran with it, you know. And
it's like the action, like smokes is the action.
Illy
smokes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Illy
clever.
Smokes
I
a
like
lot
that.
Of weed. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So like, how long have you been doing it? You mentioned that you used to go by Illy Smokes. I mean, you used to go by
Illmatic.
Yeah. You changed your name. So like, how long have you been doing it all together? Like, How old were you?
I was 17 when I started rap. Well, when I started recording, I was writing rap since 14. I was going over song lyrics since I was like 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would remember song lyrics really easy. And I just started writing. I was terrible at writing. When, you know, when you're a kid, you just write anything that rhymes. But eventually I got older and it just grew with me. And then I just turned into a monster, dude, and now I'm just like, I could rap any kind of style, any type of beat, you know. I don't just rap about like partying, I don't just rap about women. I try to stay versatile, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of my new stuff is about women, but I did a lot of like where I'm just rapping about real, you know, where I'm just rapping about partying. So everything kind of changes with me, you know.
I don't
like staying with.
So like your style changed like throughout the years.
Yeah.
So like, what's your favorite thing to talk like rap about? So are you consider yourself a rapper? I interviewed somebody and they said lyricist. So what do you consider yourself?
I'm a rapper, and all these rappers that say I'm a lyricist or like I'm an artist, they're all just rappers. They just don't want to say they're rappers.
Okay.
Because nowadays it's like it's almost people feel like they're ashamed to be a rapper. You know, just to say they're a rapper.
Like why? Because of like all the like trap music and like.
Well, because when you introduce yourself to somebody. You know, when you say, "Oh, I'm just a rapper," they look at you like you're just everybody else. So, you tell them, "I'm an artist" or "I'm a lyricist." It gives you, but we all know you're just a rapper, dude. And you're either a good rapper or a bad rapper. So, be proud of yourself and run with it. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Like I consider like people like I do stand up.
Yeah.
And people ask me if I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Like I don't consider myself a comedian. I'm just the guy that occasionally goes up on stage and tells a couple funny things.
Yeah.
People laugh, people don't laugh.
You've done stand-up?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Thanks for the invite. I didn't know about this.
I mean, you before we started recording, you told me you just recently found about me, so I'm not going to hold that against you.
Like, yeah.
It's all good. And I didn't invite you because I didn't know you, you know? So, you know, I don't send out wild invitations. But the last show I did was in December.
Okay.
The day before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I haven't done anything since then.
Okay.
Because I don't feel funny right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't feel funny right now.
Yeah. Like either you
feel. I started to feel funny.
I mean, either you feel it or you don't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's because a lot of the like comedy has to do with delivery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't feel it, like, you're just going to bomb because the attitude's not there, you know?
I've always wanted to do like a stand up. Yeah. Like, I wanted to be part of comedy.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate the feeling right before you go up. I hate that feeling, man.
Oh, yeah. It's like presenting in high school. You remember that? Would you ever get nervous?
Nah.
I used to get nervous all the time when I was little. Yo, I have like social anxiety. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny because you're rapping. Do you like do live?
Yeah. Like I still get it. Like, well, in high school, I would be really scared to present because I was always never ready with my projects and my presentations.
So
you know,
all last minute.
Yeah, and and even when I was ready, I would still get like nervous and stuff because my vocabulary wasn't high, you know, and I would freeze up and stutter and stuff. But I grew out of it, and I started rapping and performing. I get really uncomfortable on stage. Like, I don't know what to do with my arms, yeah, like, or something like that. Yeah,
like Will Ferrell, like you'll have your arms beside your face or something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, but now, like, once I get on stage, like, I break out of my shell. Okay. And I'm just like, I just feel way more comfortable on stage now. I still get social anxiety, but I feel really comfortable with my delivery on stage and with my songs, you know. Mm-hmm. And then seeing the crowd's reaction when they see me, because I've done shows like at spots where it's like the majority of people it's where it came from, you know, like, yeah. Black people, they always talk about it like, this is where hip hop came from us, you know what I'm saying? And it really is a big thing, you know what I'm saying? It really did come from them. So going to shows and seeing the black people like look at me like, damn, this was rapping like he's one of us, you know what I'm saying? It's really cool, man, and I love it, you know?
Yeah. So do you have any other like music back, like did you have musical background before you started rapping? Like a lot of people, I mean, some people that I've interviewed, they tell me like, oh, actually, like I did band in high school, yeah, or like middle school or something. Like, did you have any like maybe in your family, like there's been like a music family where somebody else does it? Like, mm-hmm. How did you stumble like into music?
You heard of Spanish Fly?
Yeah,
my cousin is a member from Spanish Fly.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so they came out. Well, they've been around since the 90s, but
yeah,
my cousin,
old band.
My cousin joined when it was like, do you remember the Crimes of Agony album?
Nah.
Well, the Come Fly With Me. Take a hit. We smoking. No, you don't remember that? Okay, well, he was part of that time because throughout, like, I think in the 2000s, they like recreated the group, you know what I mean? And they came out with a music video to that song I was just telling you about. And my cousin had his verse on it. And I would rehearse that verse until I memorized it. And I was like in fifth grade rapping about it. And it was about weed. It was about smoking weed, you know? Uh-huh. And I rapped it to him. I rapped it in front of the family. I rapped his verse in front of the family, you know? And I would always listen to his old music before he was in Spanish Fly. Because he was rapping when he was in high school, too. And I would just always listen to it and go over it. And I wanted to be a rapper just like he was a rapper, you know? Uh-huh. And then I ended up doing that. And I ended up getting not farther than Spanish Fly, but I ended up just got to a spot where I don't even think I was going to make it to. You know, I didn't think I was going to. Like, I'm not big or anything, but I got, for me, like, for what I've accomplished, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, yeah, like your goals, like. You kind of see yourself a little farther than like,
what,
you
know, I thought I was going to be. Yeah,
I mean, that's good. Yeah. I mean, congratulations. I don't know what they are exactly, but, you know, like I know personally, we personally have goals.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to hear that.
Like, well, one of my goals was, a middle school goal. It was a goal in middle school. Like, I told myself, like, I wanted to have a big name in my city, and I wanted them to sell my shirt. Uh-huh. In Andy's Hip Hop.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I ended up having a really big name in the city, and they were selling my shirts at Andy's Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying?
So you also, like, besides rapping, you're also like into the fashion, like,
I'm actually gonna start Illy Smoke t-shirts. Like, okay. I'm gonna start branding my name again, cause I was doing shirts as Illmatic, but I had to stop because I name changed, you know? So
that was 3 years ago?
Like, no, that was the Illmatic shirts was, that was like when I was like 18, my senior year. Yeah, my senior year, we had Illmatic shirts, and it was cool, man. It was really cool. Yeah. Doing shows around here locally.
So you're from Wilmington, right?
From Wilmington, yeah.
So how, like, you obviously, I mean, did you grow up in Wilmington your whole life?
Yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah, I grew up, I lived on Martinia and Pioneer.
Uh-huh. Pioneer. I don't know.
That's by
yeah, that's how I am. Like, I don't know streets. I just know like, oh, it's by this place and this place.
Yeah.
So like, if they knock one down, I'm gonna be fucked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it's right. Well, it's on Martinia and Watson. I'll just say Martinia and Watson. Huh. And I lived there as like a toddler, you know, and then as I got older, my grandma got a house on the west side, by Harvard College, you know. And then eventually we moved out of my grandma's house, and my mom got a house in the north side by like Broad Avenue and stuff. And then we moved to Pedro, and then we moved back to Wilmington. So I lived on every part of like Wilmington for a certain amount of time, you know.
Yeah.
And even in San Pedro, so it's cool, you know. Everybody knows everybody anyway, regardless.
So like, how was that? Like that? I mean, I don't know personally. Like, I just moved to San Pedro like about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And like, how was it for you though? Like the life of Wilmington and the life in San Pedro. Like, did you notice any differences?
Yeah, definitely. When I first moved to San Pedro, I didn't think I was gonna like it because I obviously grew up in Wilmington, and all my friends from Wilmington were saying like they're gonna hate on you and because you're from Wilmington. And dead. But I'm a really respected guy, you know. Like I talk to people with respect, even whether they're a gangster, whether they're not, whether they're a regular person. But over here, there's a lot of people that they're just as active, you know. It's just like Wilmington, but the style is different. You know, it's just more pretty views over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And living here and having it pretty much as your backyard, that kind of relaxes your mind a little more. You know, it does something to you. You know, like living here, I felt really good living here, even though there was so much going on.
Yeah,
it just felt like it was easier to find a getaway over here than it is in Wilmington, you know.
Yeah, true.
You know, because when you go to Wilmington and you're having a bad day, you can't just go to the coast. Yeah. Well, you can, but it's...
But not with the waterfront part. Yeah. You kind of... But I mean, all you see is ships and containers.
Yeah, so. you could drive to the coast and stuff, but... Yeah. But when you're here and you're like, you could just walk to the coast, it's totally different because some people don't want to just get up and go to the coast and like, I don't want to drive.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So let's go back to your music, all right? Yeah. So... What do you want your like listeners, the people listening to your music, what do you want them to get out of your music? You know, like is there like a certain like message that you're trying to put out, or is just like, do you just consider yourself, you're just putting out fun music, you know?
A lot of the times I put out fun music. There's times where I just put out a song called Little Homie.
Okay.
And it's a song about my brother. His dad just went to jail, and it's just like a bunch of things going on with him, you know. And his dad was from the east side of Wilmington, and it's affecting my brother to a way where he wants to be involved with gang and gang members and stuff like that. So I wrote a song about it. It's just telling him like this isn't the life you want. You know what I'm saying? You're better than this, and we don't want nothing to happen to you, you know. So for the most part, I really like rapping about women. The last songs I put out, it's more feel good, making women feel good about themselves, rather than it is like fuck a bitch this, fuck a bitch that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I don't know, I can't really, I used to make songs like that, you know what I'm saying? But as I got older, it was just like I can't be so wild like that anymore. I can't just be talking like that, you know. There's still songs I make today that are like, you probably shouldn't have made that song, but it's not as bad as what I've done and what I've said, you know.
So so I mean, your mentality changed, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, maybe are you thinking more about the branding aspect of it, or like, are you actually thinking about like the consequences of what you're saying?
Both. You know, like I've been thinking about the consequences I've been saying for a while now, you know. Like I also want my music to be played everywhere. Okay. You know, and you have a song where you're just cursing and disrespecting people, it's not gonna get as much plays as a song like the one I just came out, My Queen.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could play that at like McDonald's, you know what I'm saying?
I see you like, I see you in McDonald's, like, like your cell phone, or like with like a boombox, and just playing it like for people, you know, while you're ordering and shit.
Yep.
I see that. So like, how does your mind work? Like, how do you come up with your lyrics, basically? Like, do you have to set like a mood, or is there like, is it like on the spot type of deal?
Yeah.
Or is it like, do you set a topic and then you try to like talk about that topic the most, like you write about, I mean, write about the topic at like the most you
can? I just pick I just pick a personal problem I'm going through within the moment. Uh-huh. You know, like when I wrote Little Homie, like it was just one day, like I don't think me and my brother like bumped heads, you know, and I was talking to his friend. His friend Manny, and he was telling me like he was getting in my head, like he was like, man, you should probably spend time with him more and things like that. Cause me and my brother bump heads and we won't talk for a certain amount of time.
Is he like older than you or younger?
My brother, he's younger than me.
Okay.
And yeah, Manny was telling me like he was trying to tell me how to be a big brother. You know, he was telling me because he hangs around my brother more than me. You know, uh-huh. And he randomly blurted out like you should write a song about it or something. So So it just clicked in my head and I wrote a song about it. But like other songs like. Like probably, I'll use My Queen as another example. I just like the beat. Like I heard the beat from another song, so I wanted to remix the song, and I was like, what can I do with this song? And I just started talking about a girl I like, you know, and I just went from there. I actually recorded another song. It's called Cry to Me.
Okay.
I met one of my fans at a bar, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I had a couple drinks. She was already drinking before I got there. And I had a couple drinks there and I took like three shots or so, you know? So I was feeling myself. And me and her ended up leaving together. We didn't do anything, but we...
Hey, you don't gotta defend yourself, bro. Like,
we ended up being at her house, and we were chilling in her front yard, on her porch, and she was telling me like about her problem. She was just telling me about her problems, you know, and she ended up just started like crying about it, you know, when you're drunk and you start talking about it, you get emotional. She started crying and I knew right then and there I'm gonna make a song about this, like so I try to find things that stand out to me like that, you know. I don't really like just sitting there and thinking of a song that I'm gonna write, you know. I kind of like going off of what I see and like, you know.
Yeah. What was it exactly that attracted you to like want to do rap?
Just the art of it, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't the lifestyle that attracted me. It wasn't the money that attracted me. It was the feeling, how it made me feel. You know what I'm saying? Music made me feel a certain way growing up. You know, it makes everybody feel a certain way, but it just. I wanted to be able to make people react the way I reacted when I heard my favorite song.
Okay.
When they hear my song. Uh-huh. I wanted to be their favorite song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the impact, man, the impact, the feeling, the vibe of the music is what made me want to just, when I was little, I played football. And I remember I told you I would like always go over like
lyrics,
rapper songs and like learn their lyrics. So I told myself, I was either gonna be a football player or a rapper. Like I told myself when I was like in elementary school, you know what I'm telling myself, because I played football since I was six, and I told myself since then like I was gonna either play football or be a rapper. And I got to high school and I had two concussions.
Oh shit!
And then I was like, okay, I don't want to be a football player no more. And then I just jumped into rapping. You know, my brother came to the house one day. My brother was like. If I was 17, my brother was like 10, you know, and he came in. He used to go to the Boys and Girls Club, and he came in with this little flyer, and it said they're looking for like artists, like singers and stuff, because they opened the studio there. So the next day, this is on my birthday, he gave that to me. So the next day, I went to the Boys and Girls Club, and I met the producer, and I made music with him, and I make music with him. To this day still, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was a guy that was working there. His name's Robert Lacey, you know what I'm saying? He goes by Definite now. And ever since then, man, that's the person I click with the most with music. Like he's the one that recorded Wilmington Kid. He's the one that recorded a lot of my music video songs. So shout out to him, man. And shout out to my brother, because if it wasn't for my brother coming in with that paper, you know, I would have never went to a studio, I would have never got that experience. And
so there's a studio in Wilmington.
Well, it's a boys. It's at the Boys and Girls Club.
And do they still have people like recording there?
Yeah, you have to be in high school or like middle school though. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna come up with the album. Yeah. I'm just asking like for like the listeners.
Oh no. Yeah. So all the kids that are looking to make music that don't have a spot to go to, if you're in school, if you're doing good in school, go to the Boys and Girls Club, and they'll help you out.
Wow.
Help you out with homework. They'll help you out with all that, man. All the programs in there would be good for you.
That's tight. Do you help out at the Boys and Girls Club and do that?
I not anymore, no. Well, okay. I was going there, and after high school, I took my own route. Like, I found different places to go to, because my music grown and my vocabulary is different, and I couldn't curse there, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was all clean music. And yeah, but if I do get big and I make a lot of money out, that's my goal, is to give back to them, you know, and help them grow too.
Yeah.
You know, because I love that place, man. The Boys and Girls Club was responsible for a lot of things I did.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it got you out of trouble, you know, like then it helped you hone in that your talent, you know. That's great. So I interrupted you. You're talking about music. So
it's all good.
So who's your, like, right now, like, who influences most of your music? Like, I understand you want to compare yourself with anybody, but like, who do you feel like has the most influence in what you like, lyrically or like instrumentally, whatever?
Drake right now. You know what I'm saying? Drake. There's a lot of rappers, but I'm gonna say Drake right now because of the music I'm making right now. You know how he makes songs like Passion Fruit. Like, you know, he makes a lot of love songs, like Hotline Bling. Like,
yeah, they make fun of him for it.
But the ladies love it. Yeah,
it still sells.
The guys make fun of him. The girls go crazy for it.
And the funny part is, the guys that are hating on him are using them to get the girls.
Yeah.
Still getting their money somehow, you know.
Yep. So it's cool, man. Like, his music, because he doesn't have to talk about like he doesn't have to rap like YG or like all like about
gangster.
or like bitches or anything. Like, he doesn't have to sit like talk like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he still gives you that bounce and that vibe, and women still dance to it and go crazy and shake their tush to it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you could curse if you want to say ass or whatever.
Well, I don't want to sound too like, I don't want to curse too much.
But just think, I forgot to tell you, like, before we recorded, like, you can say whatever you want.
Okay,
as long as you don't say something racist. So I mean, if you say it, I'll pull it, but other than that, like, you know, but you're free. I mean, this is a free area for you to like say whatever you want, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Lil Wayne too, but I'm on, like, I want to style like his. I don't want to sound like his, but I want to style like his and make songs relatable to his, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as what he talks about and stuff.
Do you make your own words up like he does? Like, he made Pompation. What's Pompation? I don't know. One of the songs.
No, I didn't catch that.
Oh yeah, he makes his own words up sometimes. But I mean, if it works, it works. You know, people have been doing it for years, so don't matter. Yeah. You know? So,
who's one of your favorite artists around
Tupac.
Here?
Oh, and around here,
Tupac.
Yeah. I mean, my clock. I used to have a clock right here. Like, it didn't even work, but it was just like, it was his vinyl.
Yeah,
and like. But it fell because my walls are like, they're textured.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not smooth.
Okay.
So like, you need a nail. And like, the fuckers, like, the owner said, we can't nail shit to like anything.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't do it. But I'm going to nail it. I don't care.
Yeah. He ain't going to know.
Yeah. It just recently fell like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, but here, I like, well, honestly, like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, I don't really listen to that many people. Like, the only people that I listen to are the ones that come.
Yeah.
That's how I find out about them.
Yeah.
Or, like, if people collab and then that happens to be on that collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But, I mean, I've heard of you. That, I mean, the two songs that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Suave. I like Suave because it seems heartfelt.
Yeah.
And I liked on David because, I don't know, I just like the way he talks.
Yeah.
He does a lot of singing, like rap singing, which I like.
Got more than money on my mind now.
Yeah, like that.
Got a city on the rise now. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I like Just Us because of what the fuck they talk about.
Yeah, Just Us is tight.
Yeah, but fuck, I don't want. I'm not gonna choose because Yeah. I like different people for different reasons. I can't like compare them.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say like anybody's better than anybody, but like who's the one that you listen to the most? Us as artists, we don't get disrespected when you answer questions like
that. But like I listen to all you guys same amount.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I mean, I really don't feel I have that depth to be able to like, oh, you know, like this person, like, because I really haven't heard much of anybody.
I honestly want to say I like Suave a lot.
Yeah, I like because I like the way he talks about it seems heartfelt.
Suave reminds me a lot about me when I was his age. You know what I'm saying? How he's rapping, but he's better than me when I was at that age. You know what I'm saying? So I have a lot. I have a lot of potential in Suave.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of potential in everybody, but he stands out.
Okay.
More to me than anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, what I like about him is his delivery. I guess the way he says the words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You believe it. You know, like you believe, like, oh, he's really going through this shit right now.
Yes. What kind of podcast influence you? Like, do you listen to like Sway in the Morning or like The Breakfast Club? Or?
Well, I stick more to comedy. To tell the truth.
Oh, like the comedy ones?
Yeah. Okay, so, okay. I mean, radio-based, like, depends on how I feel. Like, what kind of music I want to listen to. So, maybe it'd be Real, maybe it'd be Power. But Power's, I mean, Big Boy started in Power.
Yeah.
And they pretty much, they kept the same thing. Like, the phone call shit started with Big Boy.
Yeah.
And Big Boy took it to Real. But Power's, like, I mean, since it started in Power, they're going to keep it, you know, because they have the rights to it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of jocking his style a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And like I like another, like I listen to the Woody Show.
Okay.
But Menace, his voice annoys me, so I can't really get into it.
Yeah.
But like podcast, I started with Comedy Bang Bang. It's improvised, like it's like an interview form, and then they have a guest, and then there's other guests, but the guests are like, there's only one person that's themselves. The other ones are doing characters.
Yeah.
So I listened. That's the very first one. I don't know how. Like I was like the other day, I was thinking, how did I even like stumble? Because that's the question I'm always asked.
Yeah.
And I want to think about exactly how I stumbled upon it.
Okay.
And I was like, I think I was like at the Google store, and then like, because you know how there's radio and then there's like podcasts. So I was like, what the fuck is a podcast? And I think it was like at that time, because like, I'm really into comedy.
Okay.
So like I went to comedy and it was the very first one. And I just clicked on it and downloaded an episode and I got into it.
Hey. Yeah. Nice. That's cool, man.
So but I listened to that and then I have some people on my laptop, Viva La Round Girls.
Okay.
Cabras de Chingonas, Nosotros en Swap Meet. So they're like right now I'm starting to get into like a lot of Hispanic, like Latino, brown podcasts.
Okay,
So that I'm trying to like support them.
Yeah.
But like American Man, like I said, Joe Rogan, Marc Maron.
Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan's tight.
Yeah, so I kind of like compare myself to his style.
To Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Rogan's tight.
Yeah, because his style is he's like right now, like I talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about.
Let it out. Yeah.
Like I have whoever I want to have.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about it. I do worry about offending people, but. Like, not that. Like, in that moment, like, I just say whatever I want.
Yeah.
And the only difference is he goes live and I don't. Oh, no. Well, he has a radio. Like, he has YouTube and I don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right now that's not in the plans. I need more people to kind of, like, work with me. Like, an engineer to, like, be working with. Like, I could just focus on talking to you and, like, the questions. Like, but right now I have to worry with the sound. I have to play with the sound and... Like, if I add video to the mix, then I have to worry about, like, oh, make sure it's recording. Make sure, like, the audio's good. And I don't got to worry about my audio. Like, it's too many things to handle all at once. And I want to, like, focus on what you're saying.
Yep.
Because, I mean, this is a conversation. Just like how he does, like, just talks about one thing and then he ends up, like, another, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much, that's how I kind of, like, that's how I compare my podcast to his.
Yep.
Not that it's in the same level, but, like, that's kind of, like, what I was trying to go for. Like, like, Joe Rogan's and, like, Marc Maron.
Yep. Let me see what you're doing, man.
Those are my influences at least. If I'm doing a good job, that I'm not the judge, that's the listener. That you guys are the judges of that. I think we did a lot of talking about myself. How about we get back to you?
Because
I know you have more questions, then you could sprinkle them all around. The people aren't here to hear about me. They're here to hear about you.
Definitely.
You know? So we were talking about Suave right now. So like what's your What do you think about the hip hop scene in Wilmington near the Harbor area scene? Like, Like, I mean, I'm thinking you were probably one of the ones that, like, in the beginning of it, right? Like, where it's starting to, like, rise. Like, yeah. Right now, it's starting to get a little bit, like, more acknowledgeable. Mm-hmm. People are, like, are hearing about it more. At least the people that I know.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm guessing, like, when you were starting out, there wasn't a lot of hip-hop people, right?
Nah, man. When I was starting out, you had, like, there was people rapping, man. There was people, like, it was, like, with, like, Tunes, my cousin. I can't even think of a lot more, you know, that yeah. actually, because you look up Wilmington Rapper videos, man. I have quite a few, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far yeah. as a Wilmington Rapper, I feel like I took it to the next level, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I was able to get my name known around here a little more uh-huh. than the other rappers before me, you know what I'm saying?
How did you do that?
Oh,
what made you
well think? The Boys and Girls Club helped me, man. Uh-huh. Like, I when I did Wilmington Kid was like a really big thing when it came out, you know. It's not a great song, you know what I'm saying? I don't like listening to it anymore, you know what I'm saying? But it's where I started, you know. Uh-huh. And the impact it had in that moment, like this kid's 6-7 years ago that song came out. There's kids that are like barely turning 18 right now that are like, yo, I used to listen to your song when I was in middle school all the time. And
yeah, yeah.
I like it's some like it's crazy seeing these kids grow up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I influenced a lot of these people, you know, this younger generation and a lot of these younger rappers. They're inspired by me, or like they're familiar with my music and they want to be something like me around the city, you know what I'm saying? They want to be their own, they want to use their own creativity and all yeah, that yeah. But you know, they know of me, they know what I did, and they want to do something similar and above, you yeah, know what yeah. I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm with that for sure. Like that's why I go back to Suave a lot. That's why I watch him a lot, you know uh-huh. what I'm saying? Because he's the next guy coming out at that age, you yeah, know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah. Like the youngins, I yeah, guess. The young yeah, generation.
And Don David, I don't even know how old. I think Don David's like probably like 2 years younger than me or something, but I like how he works, you know what I'm saying? Like I like how he makes his love songs. I like the Money on My Mind song, you know what I'm saying? He does a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's doing good. Actually, the guy he's working with, I think it's like his cousin or something.
Ron Restless.
Yeah, yeah. I like him a lot. Like, yeah. I really want to make a song with that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's cool. Tight. Don David got his own thing going on. Don David's doing good right now, you know? Yeah. He's making progress. He dropped that video, man, and he did something I've always wanted to do, you know?
What's up?
Get on the Don and, oh, okay. and actually like rap while you're right next to it, you know what I'm okay. saying? I wanted to do that so bad. Like
why don't you?
Well I didn't know how to get up there.
I don't even know the Don. I always seen it, but like I've never been in there. Isn't it like a hotel?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they have like a way to go up the top. They're always taking pictures up there.
Yeah. People always do. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have that connection. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have to talk.
I don't
about
know if I just walk in there and can I go to the top? But
I mean, pretend you live there.
Yeah.
Fuck it. All I know, I live there. Where? Which? Don't even trip. So, okay, well, I mean, you were talking about you want to collaborate with some people. So, like, have you collaborated with anybody, like, from Wilmington or in general, like, that will stand out?
Anybody from Wilmington?
Yeah. Have you done any collaborations?
I used to do songs with Savage a lot. Do you remember Savage?
Nah.
She's a girl. She's a lesbian girl from San Pedro. She's really cool. You know, I met her. I don't know if you heard my Angel song.
I just heard the two that you sent me.
Okay, well, I made a song for Eli and Lexi. Yeah, they passed away in a car crash. Their brother and sister.
Oh yeah, I remember them.
And I made a song and a music video for it.
Okay.
And I met her. This was 3 years ago. This is 2015. And I met her that day of the accident. And I really liked her style, you know what I'm saying? So I told her, I just randomly walked up to her and I was like, have you ever thought of rapping? Uh-huh. And it's crazy because the song I was writing before I even heard about the accident, like 2 days before, I was like, I need a girl to sing this hook. I needed a girl to sing the hook. And I didn't know any female rappers around here. And then I randomly go to the spot where the accident happened, and everybody's there to support. And I randomly see her, and I just randomly talk to her and say, "Yo, you look like you rap. Do you rap?" You know, and she was like, "Nah, but it's always been a dream." Right when she said that, I invited her to the music video shoot. I had to shoot the music video for the song Angels the next day in the same spot. And then she was there, and everybody, like, people were there to support the situation. And I invited her to the studio a couple hours after, and I showed her the song I was gonna record. And I showed her the hook, I showed her the part I wanted her to rap, and she kind of changed it up a little bit, and she recorded it, and she sounded really good. And from there, it was history, man. You know, like, we have a music video of that song too. We have a few more music videos together. We have a lot of songs together. She's doing really good right now. I think she has like 30,000 followers now. You know what I'm saying? So she's moving, man. She's working on herself. She's getting better on herself.
So how do you separate yourself from like the other artists, like coming up in Wilmington? Like, what do you feel sets you apart?
I think just the way I mix things up with my raps, the way I rap, it really separates. I think my voice separates me a lot, even in the big league, man. Like, I think my voice separates from a lot of other rappers. You know, I just think I sound like really different. A lot of things I talk about are what a lot of rappers talk about, but the way I talk about them, I just think,
like, you have a different way, like, yeah, a viewpoint of it.
Yeah, I just have every rapper does, you know. But I'm realizing a lot, like, there's millions and millions of rappers, but there's very few that are really, really good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And true. I saw that you took part of this wellness event, right?
Oh, Harbor Wellness?
Yeah.
Harbor
yeah.
Dreams?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, obviously your name says it all, but, like, how did you attract, like, what attracted you beside, like, it's just, like, a 420, like, friendly event, right?
Yeah. Well, they had my friend actually perform there 2 weeks ago, Mike Real.
Okay.
Do you know Mike Real?
No, I'm thinking Mike Pro when you said Real, but no.
Oh, I remember Mike Pro. Yeah, he's on the song with Ron Restless and Don J.
Yeah.
But Mike Real had a show there, so I went to support. I already knew about the spot, but I just never been there. Mm-hmm. And I got there, and it's a really cool spot. You know, it's an underground spot.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, but the setup's cool. It's weed friendly, so that's good for me.
I said, like, besides the name, I mean, besides you, like, your name smokes. Besides that, like, what attracted to you? Like, was there anything, like, exactly that, besides being a great opportunity for you to shine, you know, to do your thing? But
I think what attracted me the most was I have a spot, you know, local people could go to see me. You know what I mean? Like, 18 and over, smoke really was really a big thing, you know. But the people there are really cool. They're trying to do a good thing for the city, for the people around, you know, try to get everybody together from the whole harbor area, not just San Pedro, you know, because the people that are running it aren't even from San Pedro. And it's in a cool spot. It's right next to the Warner Grand, or it's across from Sacred Grounds. You know how you gotta go through the alley? It's really cool.
That's my first, like, that's where I performed for my first time ever. Yeah. Like, I did stand up. It wasn't that building.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah. That stage is tight. I performed on that stage too.
I haven't had a better, like, that was my very first set, and I've never performed at a better place than that place. Like,
I'm
going to
say it here, man. One day I'm going to sell that place out. Hey. One day I'm going to sell the Warner Grand out, dude.
Yeah. I'm sure you're going to do it, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. What's your dream venue? Like, think a little bigger.
Dude, one time, I don't even know what my dream venue would be, but one time I had a dream. It was a big, I don't care what venue it is, I just care if it's really, really big and a lot of people go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I had a dream, like, like, you know how some famous people, they'll come off like from the stairs, there's like a, it's like dark and there's like a stairs and they're just like coming down, the lights hitting them, and I had a dream like that, you know, and as I was coming down, the crowd was just screaming for me, and then I started singing my song, and and people were just singing along, and it was just good. And then I woke up. You know,
I hate those dreams, man. You know,
yeah.
Like, that happens to me.
It
too.
Just felt so real, dude. Yeah. It's just, oh, it's just like I'm there already.
So I wrote a movie in one of my dreams.
Okay.
And I kind of remember it, mm-hmm. And then I was trying to like, it was a good movie too. Yeah. Like I was trying to remember, like, man, like that could be a movie.
Yo.
Like I know it was like, so I'll tell you the plot.
Right? Yeah.
So it was about this Indian girl,
yeah,
that was raised by a Chinese man and a Mexican woman.
Okay,
but the man died on Christmas, getting her a gift because she was throwing a fit because she wanted exactly like something.
The right gift. Oh, that sounds like a woman.
So, and then like he died like while like going to buy the gift. So and yeah. Then they had to move back to India. So yeah. This.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so they moved that to India. And like that's two, like so you have so basically she like the movie and she's lesbian, okay. Also on top of that, so you got she's going to a brand new place that she knows nothing about.
Yeah,
the person that she's living with is not really her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom has to raise her as a single woman.
Oh,
so and then she has to live with the guilt of her dad's death. She's taking it personal. Wow. And on top of all that, she's lesbian. So, you know, she's living with all these different things.
All these problems. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tell me that's not a good movie. Just that.
Yeah.
Like,
It's crazy that you dreamed about that, too. Yeah. You know?
And I told my friend, my dad from Cabronas and Chingonas.
Yeah.
Because she's lesbian and gay. She doesn't like to be called lesbian, but she's gay. And I was like, I told her, hey, like, we should write this. Like, I think this is more of, like, your area of expertise. Because I wouldn't know what to talk about, you know?
Like, you be the lesbian character.
No, but I don't want her to be in it. Like, tell me, write it.
Yeah. You
know? And now that I'm seeing it here, like, I feel people are going to fucking write it now. But it's all good if I see it.
Yeah, we keep this between us.
Nah, it's cool, man. Like, I want people.
Like,
but like I said, it's a dream, you know? Like,
yeah.
I could tell you what's going on, but I can't write what's going to happen in the movie.
Well, people could try to take your idea, man, but they won't do it like you would do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's the problem. I don't even know what I'm doing. So,
Man, but when I write songs, sometimes I don't know what to rap about, man. Sometimes it's hard for me, you know? Yeah. But I don't give up. Like, there's songs that I wrote that I didn't like, but when I put it out, everybody liked it more than me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's with everything.
Yeah.
With everything. Like, I mean, you grow, like you grow yourself, you grow, and then you grow out of different, like, certain topics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at that moment, you were onto it, and then you grew out of it. So, you know, you want to do something else. But, I mean, it's all part of being a human being, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, what music did you grow up listening to? Like, the music that, I mean, doesn't have to be influential. I mean, hoping it's influential, but, like, what did you grow up listening to?
My first two favorite rappers were 50 Cent and Eminem.
Together?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody be inspired by 50 Cent. Eminem, but not 50 Cent. Yeah, like, tell me why.
Eminem, obviously, because of the songs he has are really, they were made to influence you and stuff.
Yeah.
50 Cent, he was just that up guy at the moment. You know what I'm saying? He was the party guy.
Yeah.
You know, so... So it was just two different styles of two different worlds, and they happened to be working together in the same label too. And they were really hot at the time, like in the early 2000s. They were like the guys, you know what I'm saying?
I remember, like, in middle school, they were like in the club, and even with the game, that game song was a game changer for me. Yeah.
Yo, the 50 Cent, his songs are just tight. Like In the Club was hard, Wangsta was hard, 21 Questions. I really like love songs and songs like that. Those are my favorites to make. And he had a lot of tight love songs, you know, like that. It was 21 Questions. It was Best Friend. I can't think of off top.
I dedicate, like, those songs to girls.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like my first ever, like, love or like girlfriend.
Yeah.
I dedicate some of those. I try to imitate those songs. Like, I just changed the lyrics. Like, oh, look, I wrote something for you.
Yep.
You know, that was the move.
Yeah. Well, Game has, I mean, Game, 50 Cent had songs that were also like not as inspiring as Eminem, but they made you want to get up and work, you know, like Hustler's Ambition.
Yeah,
that song was tight. Window Shopper was tight.
Oh yeah,
he's a window shopper. Yeah. So it was more of that, like, that gives you that bragging feel, that makes you, he made you feel like you were somebody, you know what I mean? Like he brought out that ignorance in you, you know. So did Eminem. But Eminem had like Lose Yourself and songs like that, you know.
I mean, his song, like his, I mean, I think the thing with Eminem, he had two versions of himself. He had Shady and he had Natural Mathers. So that's what worked. Like, like Shady, like, I mean, like, yeah, like Shady, he was like fucking the crazy one. Yeah. And then Matthews was like
the silly one.
Like, yeah, oh, the silly one, but like the most serious one. Like,
yeah, the most serious. Yeah,
you know, like the other one was talking about killing his ex-wife and fucking and da da da. But the other one was like Lose Yourself and like Stan.
Yeah.
You know?
He gave you everything. Eminem, like, he, you know, he rapped to smack that. You know what I'm saying? He was really silly. He was really serious. He was really like, really evil at the same time. But he's also like a good person, you know.
So what do you think of his music now? Because 50 Cent, I don't see him doing anything. He's like, he focuses to more to a rapping. I mean, more towards the movies. Like, I mean, 50 Cent. Sorry, yeah, I said 50 Cent. Like 50 Cent, he's more on movies now. He has his own TV show. But like Eminem just came out with the album.
I honestly didn't even hear the name.
I don't know. Like, I think he might have lost a couple people with it. Yeah. It's not really getting that good of reviews. No.
Okay. Well, I'll probably go back. Yeah, I got to listen to that.
He did a song with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's the reason. That's what people talking shit to about. Like, how are you going to have this, like, sappy guy? But I enjoy that song.
That's a different collab, you know. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, but he always does like that. Like, originally, what was that? I remember the music video.
Yeah,
like he was, like, I think it was in a lab.
Yep.
And the music video had this girl inside a tank.
Yeah.
That's the girl from Chandeliers.
Okay.
That's her before she started like being who she is now.
Mm-hmm.
Sia. I think Sia.
Oh, okay.
So Sia started on, like, he,
the girl with the hair.
Yeah. So before she did all that, like, she was in that song with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So like, he's always bringing like people like you don't think about like in that moment, but they're big, or like, I don't know, strange color, like Rihanna, like you know, like that was a big song.
Yeah.
He's always bringing like that, actually I do like about him. Like, he experiments with different people.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that Kendrick Lamar one. I'm sure he's gonna do one. I don't know if he's
him already, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
that'd be.
Or Cole. I don't think he. I mean, he did one with Lil Wayne, so I'm pretty sure he'll probably do one with Drake. But I'm looking.
Eminem.
Also,
they have a song together
with Drake.
Drake and Eminem. It's a remix.
But is it legit? Like on the studio or both of them on one song?
They're in a song.
They do what song?
Forever. It may not mean nothing to y'all.
Oh.
But understand nothing was done for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yo, him, Kanye, Drake.
But, like, I'm talking about, like with Wayne. Rihanna, like, something like that. Or Lil Wayne, where it was, like, featuring Blank. Not, like, a remix. Like, he jumped into Drake's song, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, Eminem's song, and then somebody jumped into it with him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about, like, Eminem's the feature. I mean, he's not the feature. He's the artist main. Of the song.
It's his song.
Yeah.
That would be cool, man. That'd be an interesting mix.
So, like, who's your dream collaboration?
That's a tough question, man. Yeah. Oh.
Is it a good question?
Yeah, it's a good question.
All right, cool.
I honestly learned... I'm gonna go with Lil Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Because the way I rap, it comes a lot from Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? You know how Lil Wayne could just turn a beat on and he'll just rap to it for like 4 minutes straight with no hook?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like, his sound was just so different when he came out. Like, how he rapped, how he just went off on stuff. How he would just rap about anything, but it would still sound cool. Like, I do that a lot. Like, I learned that from him. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really talk about what he does He talk about some crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I have too, you know, but I try to rap like with a Lil Wayne style. Like my hand gestures, like on stage, like I studied Eminem and Jay-Z's hand gestures. Like Jay-Z's really calm on stage with how his hand gestures are, and Eminem's really like his hands are higher, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, he jumps a lot, like and Drake's just a smooth. Drake points at people, you know, he has his hand in front of him, you know. So I try to take all those little things and just mix it. I try to mix everybody's style, and I just mix it, and because you put colors together, you get a different color. All these styles together, you get me. You know what I mean? So
That's good.
That's good.
Like that. Yeah. I mean, I actually do that too with stand-up. Like my delivery, how I'm supposed to delivery, like when you stop, how you say a word, how long you have to make them wait for it, you know, are you fast? Like, I mean, that's good that you're actually like, I mean, I'm not saying you weren't taking it serious, but I'm saying like, that's good that you're actually like trying to learn more, you know, like you already know where you're at, but you're not satisfied with that. Like, you know that there's a more, there's like, there's a higher, you know, level to reach.
I feel like my talent isn't recognized how it should be only because I can't support it as much as I want to right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what I'm working forward to, you know what I'm saying? One day I'm gonna be able to do everything I wasn't able to do when I first started rapping, you know? So it feels good. It feels really good. I'm not satisfied, but I like what's going on. That's, you know, good. I like the growth.
Yeah.
Especially because last year I didn't put out not one song.
What?
I didn't do anything last year. It was just a tough time last year, man, you know? And I'm not going to get into it, but I wasn't happy at all with anything, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And me and my friends all parted, like the people I was making music with, like we kind of just spaced from each other. And we had a good run for like from 2015 till last year. We had a really good run together those 2 years. You know, like we did shows with, like, do you know Celeste Roses?
Sounds familiar.
The girl with the red hair and she does all the memes.
Oh yeah.
Meme videos. Yeah, we were doing shows with her.
Oh, what?
And like all these other popular people from around here, you know, they're not big names, but they're really, really popular. Like, and we were getting our, like, my name was growing, her name was growing, my homegirl Savage's name was growing, but everybody just kind of took a turn, man, and they got caught up in a different lifestyle, you know, and I had to pop myself from certain people, from certain friends, because if I kept going in that direction, I would have just fell and I would have just been like everybody else, man. So I had to pull away and work on myself and grow myself and try to be better as a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm not into like going to the club and trying to hook up with every girl, you know what I'm saying, that walks by me, you know what I mean? Like I'm over that, man. I barely like to smoke weed now. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it's just. I don't know. I just want to work on music, and you know, I want to feel good, man. I want to grow right here. You know?
Yeah.
And all those things, they're more distractions than they are helping me. You know?
Yeah.
People say like, I can't write a song if I don't smoke. You ever heard that? You ever heard people say that?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
I smoke weed, I get stuck. I'm gonna forget my lyrics.
Like,
dude.
I don't drink and I don't smoke. Before I go up, people ask like, oh, let me buy a beer. Nah, you can buy me after.
Do you do either? You just drink? Or?
I drink and I haven't smoked in a long time.
Okay.
Like, I think 2 months ago or three months ago was the last time I did it.
Yeah.
Because I needed to.
Yeah.
I needed to, bro. Yeah. Like,
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I have asthma and shit, and like, I was doing it for a long ass time. Yeah. So before I start, like, people know, like, I was getting high every fucking day, which is not a big deal. But, like, for me, at least, from going from not smoking.
Yeah.
And then, like, knowing that it hurts, like, it doesn't even feel good anymore. Yeah. Like, my chest starts hurting. It feels like I have a weight on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was drinking, like, so I was getting night terrors or, like, really bad dreams. Night to the level that I couldn't wake up. Like, I would see my girlfriend cheat on me.
Oh, man.
And I wouldn't be able to wake up. So I would wake up hitting myself. Like, and I did that, like, good 10 times. Drinking blacks you out, right? and I like smoking helps you go to sleep.
Cause
like I said, I work graveyard, so I was like, fuck, and I need something to calm me down and something to stop, like, so I won't have any dreams.
Yeah.
For a good 3 months, 4 months, like, and keep in mind, I wasn't doing shit before that. I wasn't smoking or I wasn't drinking. If I was drinking, it'd be one. Going from that to the level where I had to be doing it like the whole day, you know, to be able to like function, you know. But like now, I realized that like that's not a life. Like at least that's not a life that I want to be living, you know. I was like, you know, I stopped. I mean, I did the same thing. I had to space myself from people. See, I don't know, man. I don't even know how we got into this topic. I know what you were saying. You were saying like, I mean, you asked me if I smoke. Like that's how we got into it. But I don't know what like what serves any purpose to anybody.
No, it's just cool.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I used to do it like now and then. I was going through some shit and then I had to do it. Like, you know, like fuck, you know, I was craving it. Like, just let me do it. And right now, like, I'm trying to get a new job and like some places are cool with it. Not all places are cool with it. So instead of saying fuck it, I'm gonna be mindful. I'm like, you know what, like if I do get end up like a government job, then I just don't want to risk it, you know. Like, even though it's legal, like, you know, I don't want to, like,
it's not something to lose something over, miss out on opportunity over
So I mean it's cool. I don't give a fuck. Do it, you don't do it, I don't care, you know. Everybody has their reasons. Everybody like they enjoy it, they need to function with it. But I see your viewpoint. Like, so you do realize at one point, at some point, you realize like, oh, you know what, like this is not good, you know.
And a lot of people don't realize that, you know.
They
just I need to smoke more then. You know what I mean?
I mean we all have our levels though. Like some people function with it. There's comedians like that have money and that's what they're known for. They could put up a 2-3 hour show and they're cool, you know. Just I know my level. Like I know where.
I can too. I can smoke and perform and still put on a show, but I'll put on a better show if I just did it sober.
But I know myself. Like I'll get stuck, and like the last thing you want to do is be up there telling a joke and forgot what I was about to say, you know. And then like, and if you never like. Like, you know, at shows, like, random shit pops up, and you don't know what to, like, if you're, like, on that level that you're not able to handle things on the fly, that you're not going to be, like, I just want to be prepared just in case something does go down. Like, if somebody talks, and then, like, I'm not expecting it, like, I'm able to talk back, and I'm able, my conscience, like, my mind is clear, you know? And then if I smoke, because I've tried smoking, and I've tried drinking while I do the podcast, so I know, like, and I can't do either. Like, I forget, I get stuck, or like, oh shit, you know, like.
I have trouble talking when I smoke, you know what I'm saying? I'm quiet, I get real nervous.
Like, for me, it's a way to relax. You know, like, I don't know. That's, other than that, like, I do it if I know I'm not gonna do anything else. Like, if I know I'm gonna do something, I have a responsibility, I'd rather not, you know?
That's a good way to go about it.
So, like, what's your favorite song, like, that you've written?
My Queen is tight. I like My Queen a lot. My Queen, I really like What I Say, man. It's a really nice song. It's about me wanting a relationship, how I would be in a relationship, how certain people are in relationships. Like, there's a part I say, I ain't even gonna front. I know sometimes I fuck up. I know sometimes I ain't real, but you still ride with me still. I know sometimes I ain't perfect. I know sometimes that I lie. I know sometimes I make you smile and sometimes when I cry. That happens. Men take too much pride to say things like that. I ain't even gonna front. I fucked up. They don't want to put the blame on themselves. It goes both ways. They want to put it on both ways. You know what I'm saying? But for a woman to hear it from a man, it's just they like it more, you know? Like, nobody wants to say they mess up or they lie sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
It's a good song to reflect to, I guess. So I mean, obviously either they already heard it or they're about to hear it before this episode's over for sure.
Well, I just put this out last week.
Like, what performance? Like, I mean, you performed live before, so like, do you remember like your favorite performance that you've ever done?
We actually did one in Wilmington with Celise Rose and Fora.
Really?
Yeah, do you like Fora?
Yeah,
we did a show with Fora and King Little G. All
right.
Yeah, I did it was two shows at the Longshoreman Hall, and it was in 2015 too, you know, and by that time people people were driving from like different places around LA, a little farther in LA. So it was really cool, like, for me to experience it, because I'm sure like Fora and Celeste Rose already have that experience, you know. But for me, it was really cool having fans from like different part of LA come to see me.
That's great, man.
It felt good, man.
That's tight, man. Yeah. I'm happy for you, but I mean, hopefully you get back in there, because honestly, I never heard of you until you followed me.
Yeah. Oh no.
Because it was mainly on me. I wasn't really into the music scene in Wilmington, you know. Not until I started doing the podcast. That's why I was like, oh shit, you know, I gotta check out who's around, you know, because either to have or to like hook up to help, you know. Yeah. I mean, my thing is to help. Like, at the end of the day, this is what I want to do, and I want to help people. It's a platform that it's not really used in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And then why not take that into my advantage and at the same time help you guys, you know? I mean, not that you guys need it, but I mean, it's always, you can help me. Mm-hmm. If I want to be selfish, you guys want to think of me as selfish, then to help me. But that's what, to help each other.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah. So do you get, you get nervous before you perform?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you do anything? Like, do you have, a ritual right before you perform?
Nah, man. I try to be calm. I try to chill. I'll eat before. I drink some water, you know. But there's nothing I can do that'll stop me being, like, I'm going to be nervous regardless. But once I get on stage, once I get the mic, and once I start looking at people, and once the music starts playing, I feel better. You know, it goes away.
Yeah.
It's just,
because I know some people, what they do is they like to give themselves space.
Yeah.
They like to go somewhere quiet.
Yeah.
And like, they don't want to be with the crowd, or they want with the other people performing. They just want to be on their own for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe to think about what's going to happen. Yeah. But nah, you don't give, like, man, I just, as long as my stomach is full, that's all I care.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like, I'm going to make sure I use the restroom and ate and use the restroom, you know. Right. But I don't want to be like the guy, like, yo, I don't want to get there until I got to perform. Or, you know, like, I actually want to go out there and see who performs before me. I want to see the opener. I want to see the guys in between the sets, you know, the people after me. Because I did a show there. Well, cause I ended up performing there 2 weeks ago. Like, it was unplanned. Like, I just got up there and rapped.
Where?
At the Harbor Dreams.
Oh, okay.
And there's people going. They were there for only certain people.
Uh-huh.
You know, and after that certain person performed, that certain artist would leave, and then his whole crowd would leave. And you know, so I thought that was kind of whack, you know, because the crowd got smaller and smaller the more the performance was going, you know. So the more the show was going on. And
that's stupid, though.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And people wonder why they don't get supported, you know?
Yeah.
Because they don't support other people.
I mean, even from the event coordinators, why would you fucking do that?
Yeah.
Like, the whole point is to bring people in.
Yeah.
You have that person that's going to draw the crowd towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to throw my own shows now.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the people
that can't perform.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, because there's a lot of them aren't really popular or anything, but they all have their certain people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would only be just to see them.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're just out, and it's just like, that's kind of whack. Like even when I performed randomly, like, I wasn't supposed to, but somebody missed, so I performed.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up telling, like, certain people that were there, like, you guys should stay, and I'm going to perform. You know, you said you could watch. And they have like a little outer area where you could like smoke and stuff, and they just stood there the whole time throughout the show. People left, you know. I don't care. I don't get butthurt about it or anything,
because
this is just the beginning, you know. People listen to me more on the internet now. I haven't did a show in a while, like over a year and a half, you know. So this is gonna be cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what to expect, dude. I'll be happy if there's like 60 people there. You know,
I'll be happy with two people there.
You know what I'm saying? You
know? I don't know how many listeners I have. I just know my mom and my dad are listening. Yeah, so that's all I care about.
Yeah, I heard that.
Nah, I'm just figuring out. My dad don't listen. All right, well, you know what? Like, I still have more questions, but what about we go to, go into life? How about we bring the people in? Maybe they have more questions, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? We had some technical difficulties right now on my end, but if you didn't go live, If you weren't on live on IG when I had him on, then you guys fucked up. I gave you a shot to ask questions and munchies, man. That material you just used on him, or you came up with, like, do you buy me your mom's spaghetti? The only the people on IG got to hear it. My bad, bro. But hey, thank you for your help, bro. That really, really helped. You know, it gave a little comedy twist to this whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Before we go, I want you to tell people where they can find you, because, like I said, the people on the podcast, you said it on the IG, but shit gave up on me, or like I stopped for some reason my laptop stopped recording. So why don't you tell people where, like, your info, and then, but before, I mean, after that, we're going to play a game called Sevens, right?
Yeah.
So tell people your info.
So you can find me on SoundCloud, on YouTube, on CD Baby, and Reverb Nation under Illy Smokes, Illy Smokes. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully you are following them. Hopefully you follow them right now as you're listening to this.
Instagram is Illy Smokes as well.
And you already heard his song, so you know it's good, all right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, like I just mentioned, I like to play a game called Sevens.
Yo.
So for any new listener that don't know what it is, all right, Sevens is a word association game. Like, he's going to have 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. So he's going to have 7 seconds to answer each question. It's going to be a total of 49 seconds.
Yeah.
The longer you take, the less points you have. So make sure you get them more fast, right?
Okay.
I told you, choose a category that you feel I'm going to be good at. Because I'm giving you the clues. You don't see my phone. I'm the only one that gets to see it.
Okay.
So if you want to find this this app, this game, you can go on the App Store, look up Sevens, and it should be there.
Hey.
All right. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, the animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, award winners, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. Whew, that always takes it out of me. All right, so why don't you choose a category? We're gonna play 2 rounds.
Okay.
You're gonna keep the high score. Okay. So at the end of the year, I'm gonna give my guests with the high score, I'm gonna give them something. So far, the what I'm gonna give them is a fat head of myself gave me the thumbs up.
Hey.
To kind of like as inspiration to step up your game or to never come here again.
All right.
That's really up to you. I don't get butthurt. I don't get mad. I don't get sad, because you could put it in your toilet if you want. Like, you want a small version inside your toilet so people are like pooping on me. It's up to you. Yeah. So, what category do you choose?
I'm gonna go with food.
All right. So, they're red. They have seeds. They're sweet. They could be sour. They grow on the ground.
Cherries.
No, they're other ones.
Strawberries.
Yeah. It's a meat. It's looks like a bread. It's also like a bread they put on a pan.
Meatloaf.
Yeah. Peach. It's like a pie.
Apricot.
No, it's like a pie. Peach. Blank.
Peach pie.
No.
Peach.
Pepper and. What's the first one? Pepper. The other one.
Pepper.
The other one. It's white.
I'm not gonna get it, bro.
Salt.
Pepper.
Okay, well,
pepper and salt.
No, these are all different words. Fuck. Yeah. So this one was bread. It's a cheese. It's white. You put it on spaghetti. You can make sandwiches out of
Parmesan
it.
Parmesan cheese.
No, the other one. It's sweet. Okay. You use this when you're dirty to wipe your face.
Like, coconut oil.
No, it's a paper. It's a paper. Napkin, bro. What's going on?
I thought it was food.
Yeah, but
it's part of food. I know what you did.
So the first one was strawberries. You got 0. Meatloaf, you got 1.
Yeah.
Peach cobbler. Like a pie. 0. I was trying to tell you salt and I would say pepper, but what's the first one? Yeah. Salt. I was giving a clue, like, you make sandwiches with this. Yeah. It's the top layer off of sandwiches, bread. And then the white, it's a cheese, it's okay, white, it's mozzarella.
Wow.
And then napkins.
Never got that.
So you got 1.
I would have never thought of mozzarella. Yeah. I could have at least said Swiss cheese or something.
Yeah, so you got 1. That's not the lowest score. Somebody had 0, so you're not that bad. But hopefully, it's all writing on this one. So the high score, I forgot to mention it. So the high score is 32, said by the homie Marty Moose. If you haven't heard this episode, make sure you go listen to it right after this one.
Which one did he pick?
General.
Oh, it's the general. It's the general next.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do regardless.
Yeah. So you look like you don't got control in this one, Rob.
When it's really cold, the snow, it turns into like
ice.
No, like really like
hail.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. What am I doing? Ha ha ha.
Laughing.
Where you go watch movies before they come. Well,
a theater.
Yeah. Ooh, good. It's like this is where you scan it to buy stuff. They scan the what?
The barcode.
It's this. It's not a triangle. It's a
circle.
Not the sun, but the it's on
moon.
The
moon. It's in the sky.
It's not a circle, but it's like a box.
It's
kind
a
of
square.
Yeah. Bro, man, I'm giving you doing the
I know
gesture.
You're giving me.
So, you, unfortunately, you didn't set the score. You got 25, but still okay. Good. It's better
yeah.
than one.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you guys my plugs.
That's way better than one, man.
So, you can find me at Instagram and Facebook. All you got to do is look up Let Me Know Pod. It's LEM, not LET. All right. So, if you're, make sure you correct that before, you know, autocorrect does it for you.
Yeah.
All right. You could. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, maybe you want to be a guest. Maybe you have music of yourself and you want to be featured somewhere on the podcast. Make sure you send me an email to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right. You can find me on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn. I'm everywhere, guys. So why don't you just go on Google, look up Let Me Know Pod, and yeah. I should pop up right up. All right. I don't know, man. I don't know if you want to do some. Earlier, you said freestyle. If you want to freestyle for us, if you're cool with it. I'm more than willing to. I don't know how it's gonna come out. I don't know. You want music? I don't know.
Can I like perform one of my songs
live?
Yeah.
You want like a beat or something? All right, cool. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, like I said, that's where you can find me. Just please. Oh, before I go, please go leave a review on iTunes. The more subscriptions I get. The more reviews I get, the more visible I am. And the more visibility, the better. Because that way people like him, like Illy Smoke, can have attention and be heard, you know. And please, and for all those that have done it, thank you very much. I'm coming up with hats right now, so stay tuned for that. But I do have stickers, so make sure you send me an email or DM me and I'll make that happen for you.
Yeah.
So he's going to treat us a little bit to what? An exclusive, right? Hey. So... thank you guys. Before I go, no, fuck it. Won't you? I'm done talking for now. I'm gonna take a break. I'll have you do your thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Smokes. Yo. Street lights on while I'm cruising around. Your bars ain't hot, bro. I'm cooling you down. I got the game on point, so I'm a fool with it now. I'm doing it. Wow, yo. This the city of the caution tape. Gunshots, helicopters, you hear all that late. And my little homies pushing all that weight. I'm blazing up the street, you can smell that grape. These knuckleheads don't hesitate to pull the trigger. I figure the drugs got they mind sicker. Mixed with the liquor, so they ain't all there. If you walking through the city, dog, it ain't all fair. Them evil selfish souls ain't got no care. Don't stare, don't look, fuck the cops and the crooks. Instead of doing all those drugs, stay in school, read a book. Cause you don't wanna die young, but you can smoke a little weed, homie, light one. Don't pick a side, cause neither is the right one. Yeah, yeah, take it what I'm telling you. Yeah, and get your mama in the ghetto too. Yeah, don't be caught up in the ghetto so long. Get up and move on, cause the street lights on and the city ain't safe. Yeah.
All right, cool. Damn, man. I don't know about you guys, but that was awesome. That was amazing. All right, guys.
I low key slipped on a word, but hopefully y'all don't catch that.
But none of us know about it, though. That's the beauty of it.
Hey.
Because it's an exclusive. Yo. It shouldn't be out yet, right?
Yeah, nah.
So there you go, guys. All right. Before I go, I just want to thank you guys for your support and thank you for taking time out of your day.
Yeah, we appreciate you all. All
right, till next time. See ya. Bye.
Let me know.
Smokes. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl, cry to me.
Cry to me,
baby. Don't be scared, girl, cry to me. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl, cry to me. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl, cry to me. The drunken words is so
over thoughts. Baby, go ahead, let it out. Tell me about your past and how your ex just put you last. Yeah, I much rather show you off. You got so much going on. You wanna fall apart, but you so strong for holding on. Yeah, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me, cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me, cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me, cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah,
it hurts,
oh yeah,
for you,
oh yeah,
gon' be,
oh yeah.
Party when you know you got problems. You want another man, but you already got one. Spending all this money and you say you ain't got none. Goddamn little mama on Obama. Ooh, something like that. You know what you're doing at the club like that. Always wanna argue, but I don't fight back. Hit you with a text, girl, but you don't write back. Damn, I bet you're having a good time until you wake up and then you gon' realize the pain's still there. That was all just to kill time. Cause deep down I can tell you don't feel right. So don't be saying you feel right. Cause I can tell you not. I can see it in your eyes, you shot.
Yeah.
And girl, when it's all gon' stop?
Smoke. Cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me. Cry to me, cry to me, baby. Don't be scared, girl. Cry to me. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
To listen to you vent.
Whoa.
Promise that I never won't forget.
Whoa.
I don't wanna make you upset.
Whoa.
But I don't really like it when you drink.
Whoa.
I know that this ain't about me.
Whoa.
But shawty, can you listen to me please?
Whoa.
I'm just trying to help you find peace.
Ay.
Maybe you should just smoke weed.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm here to listen to you vent.
Swag.
Promise that I never won't forget. I don't wanna make you upset. But I don't really like it when you drink.
Whoa.
I know that this ain't about me.
Bah.
But shawty, can you listen to me please?
Bah.
I'm just trying to help you find peace.
Peace.
Maybe you should just smoke weed.
Smoke.